Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Joined in studio this weekend by Lisa Mayo, the executive director for the Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau. Lisa, next thing I want to ask you about is go back to a little bit more about the Donnell and Ferguson fires. Were you able to put together kind of a financial figure, you know, what type of impact those fires had over the summer to the industry?
Yes. We looked at the travel spending that took place in Tuolumne County in 2017, and it was $253 million spent by visitors in Tuolumne County. And over the past several years, that number has increased about 5% every year. And so I went in and I added the 5% to the $253 million and also kind of whittled it down to our busy weeks and when most of those funds come in. And of course, during the Donnell and the Ferguson fire, like I mentioned earlier, was key tourism season. And so the number that I ended up coming up with was about $28 million in travel spending losses in Tuolumne County.
Wow. You mentioned the 5% increase in recent years. That seems pretty impressive.
It is. It's really great to see those numbers increase. And as we get different attractions or more hotels or different things happening here, more events in the area, that all of those things draw more visitors and are more things for us to promote as well.
Is there a big picture kind of figure, like how much of an economic impact tourism has locally?
Tourism's our number one private sector industry. It's huge for Tuolumne County. And again, you know, when we see those numbers growing every year, it's so great for our mom and pop shops and the smaller businesses. And the Visitor Bureau, we look at ourselves as being the voice for them for getting the word out about Tuolumne County. So it's great when we see those numbers continue to increase.
When you market Tuolumne County, is there much regional collaboration with other area or counties in the region to try to bring visitors to this wider region?
There is, and I think people would be surprised at how much of that goes on. We have a couple of regional groups that we belong to. One is the Gold Country Visitors Association that really has a focus on Highway 49 and the Gold Rush. And I'm currently the president of that organization, and we do a lot of collaborating. We have a website that is in the works right now. We've had one, but we've really are ramping that up. We do a lot of travel shows together, that type of thing, that type of promotion. And then we also belong to the High Sierra Visitors Council, and that focuses more on the high country and Yosemite area. And those are both under the umbrella of Visit California. And we also do a lot with Visit California to promote our area. And Visit California has a $100 million budget. So you can imagine that there's some great programs that we get to kind of jump on their coattails and do some great promotions with them.
You mentioned the Bay Area is a location where a lot of visitors come from. You know, domestic tourism, you know, where are kind of the main points?
For domestic tourism, the Bay Area is huge, and actually, according to our visitor center numbers, the LA area is really top before Bay Area, which is really interesting to me. But a lot of those folks are going, and they're doing a big loop too, going to Yosemite and up to Tahoe, and even down to Vegas and back home. So, the other places we see people come from, of course, Nevada, Oregon, our surrounding states are pretty much for the domestic market. And with the international market, we have been just a year now into working with Black Diamond, and they are a marketing and public relations agency out of London in the UK. And we've been working with them for a year, so we are seeing more of the UK visitors coming through, but we're also getting a lot of media over in the UK, which is really exciting for us.
Can you tell us about that? How'd you get media over in the UK?
Well, we have hired this company, Black Diamond, and they have actually sent a lot of people to us, a lot of different journalists to our area. We have done some familiarization trips with them, which is when they send a group, and then we take them on a tour of the county basically for 2 or 3 days. And often they're coming and they're visiting other parts of the state as well, so it's not like the full expenses on the Visitors Bureau. But in addition to them, to journalists coming here, our reps at Black Diamond are also reaching out over over there. And so we've gotten a lot of great coverage. I believe this year, this past year, we've had about $260,000 in media coverage in the UK and Ireland from having this partnership with Black Diamond.
So you take the journalists kind of on a coordinated tour to different areas around the county?
We do. And it's really kind of fun for us because it gives us a chance to get out to and see our partners out there and just share this great county with them. And we will sometimes ask one of our supervisors or a city council person to join us for part of it so that they can see what's going on there and also share their part of Tuolumne County with the journalists that are here.
When you get journalists from far away coming in, do you ever get any kind of like interesting feedback or reactions from them that you're kind of surprised by?
Yeah, you know, a lot of them, it's really amazing. A lot of them have said that this has been their favorite place to visit. So many people, when they think of California, are thinking beaches and palm trees. And I think that often they get really surprised when they see, like, we have such beauty, like, inland, you know, from all the beaches and Disneyland and all that. Yosemite is often a highlight for folks, but we have had a lot of people that have just been really intrigued by Columbia State Park, for example, and just that step back in time, and then just the beauty of the high country as well.
The Visitors Bureau also oversees the Film Commission now. You know, has there been much movement in regards to filming in Tuolumne County?
Well, we have a film liaison now, Bethany Wilkinson, and she has been working really hard to make some things happen. We had a film about a couple weeks ago, I guess. They were here for about 5 days filming some sort of Western. I'm not exactly sure what kind, but it's not the spaghetti Westerns like we're thinking, like we're used to having filmed here. And there's always so much interest in Tuolumne General Hospital, which, of course, we can't film in at this time, but I think there's a lot of interest there. Bethany has answered a lot of film requests, and it's often a lot of work, and you go out of your way to really help these folks, and then they often pick somewhere else. But we are keeping at it. We just did our first ad in an international film magazine. We are one of only 4 California locations in there. So we're doing things that we hope make us stand out.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Lisa Mayo, the Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau Executive Director, on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.